So the conductivity that I showed on the last slide, it depends on the concentration of electrons and holes, and the concentration of electrons and holes is something that you keep changing during fabrication. So if you ask the question, what's the conductivity of silicon? It changes over orders of magnitude because the electron and hole concentrations can change over orders of magnitude. So you don't find the, if you look up the conductivity of silicon, you don't find a single number for it. Maybe you can get a number for intrinsic silicon, but it's very strongly temperature dependent. So instead of listing the conductivity of a semiconductor, you give the mobility of the electrons and holes. And if you combine the mobility with the carrier electrons and hole concentrations to figure out what the conductivity is. And this is a table of mobilities for different semiconductors. The first one is diamond, which is normally considered an insulator. But you can dope it and get it to be conducting. If you put dopants that are close to the conduction band edge, you can make it n-type and make it conducting. And then the second one is germanium. And germanium was the first choice for semiconductors in the 1950s when people first started making and selling transistors. The first transistors that were sold were germanium. And part of the reason why germanium was used is that it's got a higher mobility, both electrons and holes, than silicon. And in some ways, the electrical performance of germanium is better than silicon. In many ways, the electrical performance is better than silicon. And the reason that silicon won out in the end was the oxide. So germanium oxide is not as good an insulator as silicon oxide. And germanium oxide also dissolves in water. And silicon oxide is glass, like window glass. And you can make really excellent thin oxides from silicon oxide. And it's resistant to all kinds of chemicals. I mean, glass doesn't care about water or many acids or many chemicals at all. It's not very reactive. So technologically, we don't use the semiconductor with the best electrical properties, but we use the one which makes it easiest to fabricate devices that need a thin insulating layer. That's where how silicon got so dominant. But every so often, you want something with really good electrical properties and you don't care so much about a thin insulating layer. You can make transistors that don't have this insulating layer. So for instance, you can make a fast transistor with indium arsenide. So if you have an N-type indium arsenide a transistor like a junction FET, there's no oxide that you need, or a MESFET is also a type of transistor where you don't need a thin oxide. And then you can make a faster transistor than silicon using something with a higher mobility. Usually these fast transistors are only used in the front end of the circuit. So for instance, if you're building a car radar, this car radar with a 77 gigahertz frequencies, then you need a fast transistor at the beginning to measure the signals at 77 gigahertz, and then you just measure what the amplitude of that signal is and then give the data onto some silicon circuit where you can write a program and it has a microprocessor in it. So these other semiconductors are typically used in the front ends of receivers.